Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 13, 1805. Captain Lewis prepares to move on. Captain Lewis has been busy at the White Bear Island camp dismantling his leather boat and making it ready to put in a cache. He is excessively anxious to be moving on, and writes today's journal entry.
This morning, being calm and clear, I had the remainder of our baggage embarked in the 6 small canoes and manned them with 2 men each. I now bid a cheerful adieu to my camp and passed over to the opposite shore. Baptiste Lepage, one of the men whom I had reserved to man the canoes, being sick, I sent Charbonneau in his stead by water, and the sick man and Indian woman accompanied me by land. From the head of the White Bear Islands I passed in the southwest direction, and struck the Missouri at 3 miles, and continued up it to Captain Clark's camp, where I arrived about 9 a.m., and found them busily engaged with their canoes, meat, and such. The canoes and party with Sergeant Ordway proceeded up the river about 5 miles, when the wind became so violent that 2 of the canoes shipped a considerable quantity of water, and they were compelled to put to, take out the baggage to dry, and cleanse the canoes of the water. This day the hunters killed 3 buffalo. We eat an immensity of meat. It requires 4 deer, an elk and a deer, or 1 buffalo to supply us plentifully for 24 hours. Meat forms our food principally, as we reserve our flour, parched meal, and corn as much as possible for the Rocky Mountains, which we are shortly to enter, and where the Indians account game is not very abundant. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 13, 1805.
Tomorrow, launching the 2 new canoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.